B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hold on a second. I just got to make sure that we're getting this right. Your name is Gorgeous Gary?
Yeah, it's Gorgeous Gary.
Gorgeous Gary.
You're a grown-ass man, and you're calling yourself Gorgeous Gary.
Well, it's not really me, okay? It's the nickname that I got from around the block. The ladies call me that because everything is always fresh.
Right.
Okay.
Always fresh. So right. I embraced it. Okay. I embraced it.
I can tell you why she's not calling you back right now.
Say no more.
Yeah, I don't even know what... Okay, what happened with whoever it is that you went out with?
I met this chick named Jessica, okay? We went out on, like, a few dates. Things, like, were so good. I think things went really, really well. I even helped her out. Like, you know, I took her out to a job interview. I dropped her off at the job interview. I helped her out with a kid. She's a single mother. So I was just pretty much doing my part.
How many times did you go out with her?
A couple times. It was like, you know, a couple times, like maybe 3 or 4 times.
I was going to say, that wasn't your first date, was it?
Damn, man, she already got you.
Okay, all right.
No. It was a nice little time frame. So I thought everything was kind of molding in and going well. So it was a little confusing when I got ghosted.
Maybe she got the job, and now that she got some money, she realizes she doesn't need to date a guy named Gorgeous Gary.
Now back to the second date update on the 10.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke to Gorgeous Gary because his name is Gary.
That's
and
his nickname. That's what he likes to be called.
The women are just like, yo, this dude is gorgeous. He's looking for Jessica, so they went out a bunch of times. He, like, hung out with her kid. He dropped her off. He was helping her out. He dropped her off at a job interview, and he left, and he hasn't heard from her since.
So if she got the job, yeah, like, she might not even, you know, need him anymore.
Yeah.
She's like, you know what? I got my own money. I got my own job. I don't need a guy. Maybe she didn't get the job and she's blaming him, maybe putting her in a bad place before the interview.
Is her name just Jessica or is there something in there like you?
Nah, it's just Jessica, man.
Just Jessica?
No,
oh, man, you can do better than just Jessica. Come on, Gorgeous. All right, stay quiet.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jessica?
Yes, is it?
Oh, perfect. Okay, Jessica, please don't hang up. My name's Ramiro. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9. It's a radio station. I can tell you why we're calling you. We got your phone number from somebody who likes you, and they wanted us to call you on their behalf because... So it's a guy that you know, and I'm going to tell you his name, but basically, he'd love to ask you out on a date. Now, if you say yes to this date, we will pay... for whatever you choose. So if you'd like to go to a restaurant or if you'd like to do something else, eat outside, or you're not being tricked, I guess, is the best way to say it. Hello?
No, I'm just like confused.
She's trying to like take it all in.
Yeah, I get it. Trying to process. How about I just tell you the gentleman's name because I promise the second I tell you his name, you're going to know who I'm talking about.
Oh, God.
Okay. No. Well, that's not a bad thing.
Have
I'm just
you
saying,
gone on some bad dates lately?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have.
You have? Was one of them with Gorgeous Gary?
Oh, gosh. I knew it.
Okay. Well, okay. So it's Gorgeous Gary who called us about you. He said the name kind of throws me off, but he said that you guys were, you know, were hanging out, having a good time. And according to him, the last time that you basically communicated with him was when he dropped you off for a job interview. And
yeah, and I was late to that interview. This guy is late to every day.
But is that why you stopped talking to him? Because he made you late for the job interview?
Yes. Well, that's number one. I was late to my job interview, so I didn't even get it. Because he was getting ready. He takes a long time to get ready. Longer than a woman.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean, he's Gorgeous Gary.
Dude, he's putting bronzer on. Like,
what? No.
I'm not even joking.
You're lying.
He's, like, curling his lashes. And then, get this. I have my kid, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, we gotta go. He comes over for breakfast. And he's like, no, don't worry. And then we get to the school, and my kid can't get in because he's late. He had to do a charcoal mask.
No!
A charcoal mask.
He had to do a charcoal
a
mask?
Charcoal
yes,
mask.
A charcoal mask.
Okay, hold on a second. Hold on. You can stop right there because
what
I believe
going on?
I believe she's on the phone. Gorgeous Gary, are you on the phone?
No. You know what, man? Like, this is, wow, this is ridiculous. Like, this is the reason why you ghost me? Really? I mean, look, I didn't know the charcoal mask, like, hurt so much when it was coming off like that. Like, that was a surprise to me. That was a shocker.
Yeah.
So I couldn't help that. Like, that's just something that happened. I make sure everything is freshly done. I freshly press my clothes. The creases have got to be on point. The creases got to be on fleek.
Yeah,
the
that beard game is living your life. Right.
It's got to be shiny.
From having a real life.
Guys, imagine this. Like, you know, I'm dropping off at her interview or I'm dropping her off at the school and somebody sees me and I'm not on point. I got a reputation.
Oh, man. Poor I mean, Sarah. Really? Life is over.
I mean, I do kind of feel that because you never know who's looking.
Like, that's how I got my job, man. Like, somebody saw me and was like, yo, you'd be perfect for this job. And I'm like, damn.
Oh, really? So what are you, like a model or something like that?
Oh, no. I work for Amazon. I'm in the warehouse.
What?
Oh, you got to look good to pack boxes. I mean, Jessica, it's on you. Do you want to throw away this delicious snack called Gorgeous Gary because he only makes you so late that you don't get jobs and your kid doesn't get into school?
That. I'm all set.
All right, look, I just, yo, whatever. They don't make no never mind to me. Hey, I got to go, guys. I'm late for my hydrofacial. I got to go.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10s.
A lot of people say to get over your ex, you know, immediately start dating somebody brand new. And that's good advice 96.9% of the time. Tomorrow, not one of those times. Listen at 810. Get a
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.